Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Oh, really? That sucks.
All right, this is one of the most unhinged stories I've seen in a while. Dusty, you've regaled us many times with the nature of your wedding.
Yep.
And how
our DJ was a scam artist.
Yes.
It's documented.
So this goes multiple steps further, where a woman, who this is very important, is having her second wedding.
Yeah. Oh boy.
The gist of it is they scam their guests into funding a month-long honeymoon to Italy.
Yeah.
So how did she do this? Well, it turns out she had what appears to be a very nice wedding, with all the trimmings, DJ, open bar, nice facility, booze, all the coup de grace, right? Well, it turns out the venue was a gift from her uncle, who owns a wedding venue in New England. Her catering was gifted to her by a friend who owns a restaurant. The flowers were gifted to her by a friend who's a florist. Their rings were purchased at cost by a friend who works for a jewelry company. Her DJ and photographer were gifts. Again, let's go through.
They did not have to pay for anything.
Anything. Well, I would imagine, without looking at this, the average cost of what you're talking about here is...
Oh, and by the way, you're not done here. The liquor was gifted by a friend who owns a liquor store.
Yes.
So they did not pay for booze, flowers,
food,
catering, venue, and DJ, photographer, and they also did not pay a full price for their wedding rings.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
So you're probably looking anywhere between $30,000 and $50,000 worth of gifts.
Yes. I'm starting to realize why she was married now twice.
The second time.
Wait till the third.
Yeah, wait till the third.
See what she gets away with.
The insane part about this is they got all that for free, and then they got and went and made their guests pay for the bar.
Yeah,
got for free.
It was not an open bar.
It was a cash-only
bar. And so what happened here is this couple, who they like their free stuff. This comes from Reddit, where there was a "Am I the a-hole?" And the "Am I the a-hole?" is "Am I the a-hole for exposing my friend's reason for a cash bar at her wedding?" No, you're not. No, you're not. So this is what ended up happening here was the only thing that they had to pay for in this wedding was their honeymoon. And they wanted to go to Italy for a month. So they used nickel and diming all of the people that either got them all of the freebies in the first place, because all of those items that we listed there, all those people are presumably invited to the wedding, correct? I mean, if you're giving the flowers, the DJ, the liquor, the food, all that stuff, you're probably going to that wedding. They are nickel and diming them by charging for drinks. And then everybody else who brought a gift, the open bar, cocktail hour, that's like your bare minimum there of mm-hmm. what you are ponying up. Open bar and cocktail hour, like before or after the ceremony, That's what you should be making sure that you're saying a big thank you as the bride and groom for coming to our wedding, coming to our special day. We're going to hook you up. We're at least going to get you a little boozy woozy.
That's honestly the most expensive thing at a wedding outside of the food. Like that's of the thing.
They charged.
Yes.
They charged because they wanted to go for free. And I am the am I an a-hole for exposing this as a friend? No, you're not. No, you are not. If you are the friend of the bride and you're like, hey, by the way, everybody, all these drinks that we're paying for here, all free. All free. That is how you get
do the math again.
A mutiny at your wedding.
200 people were at this wedding. This was not a 20-person, 40-person, 60-person.
Yeah, paid for a month in Italy.
Do the math here. 200 people. Let's say half of them drank. Let's say half of that half, 50, were really drinking.
Yeah.
So you got 50 people dropping $100. That's $5,000 right there. And then you've
They're
got
every- I have a feeling that these are fancy schmancy folks too,
who bought the good stuff. And the insane thing about this, she paid the bartender $20 an hour plus tips.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I would like to thank my cousin Steven and his lovely bride for not doing this to us.
So the bartender only got like, think of it, like I'm going to take, I'm going to push this out. They got paid $80 for tending
four
bar
hours, yeah.
For your 4 hours.
And then you probably got 100 in tips. I'd imagine. Probably 100 in tips. Maybe more. Four hours, all you tell you types. Let's say it gets 250.
Hey,
250, 300.
I'm telling you, though. I kind of, like, I appreciate the hustle of the bride here, like, doing
right?
this. Like,
no.
But, no, oh, it's,
no
terrible
no.
person.
No, it's scammy
can,
as hell.
It, you can it, appreciate the hustle,
yes,
and they are still
scammy as hell.
Scumbag. A hustler. Hustlers by nature are shady folks.
Yeah.
Scumbag.
And these two are hustlers and scumbags. Both things can be true. You can appreciate, like, you're really going for this free wedding at all costs here on wedding number two.
Not only that.
This is red flag palooza for the for the groom, but this is like
great connections.
If I am a buddy of the groom, if I'm a groomsman, if I'm groomsman number 12, like Will Ortner was
right.
this past weekend, if I'm groomsman number 12, you know your lot in life. Like, you're not groomsman number one. As groomsman number 12, you are the person. In number one and number 12 have got to be the two that go in there and they say, hey, buddy, run. I got a chopper. It's gassed up. We can get out of here before you walk down that aisle because this ain't going to go well for you, pal.
I'm just blown away by how many connections she has. Good connections.
Yeah, when you have catering, venue, flowers, DJ,
booze,
rings
at cost.
Yeah,
wings at cost.
Wings at cost would be fantastic.
I mean, wings at cost right now. Wings are pricey.
Wings are getting up there.
Those BOGO deals aren't as good as they used to be.
So you get all of those things for free, including all of the alcohol, and then you charge your wedding guests at the bar.
They think that they made it roughly $20,000, which that sounds about right for a month in Italy because
they made $20,000
at the bar
that night. Dude, these people are
scumbags.
I would not want to hang out with them. But then again, I think that maybe a lot of the people that are at this wedding
probably got boozed out of their mind.
But they probably see eye to eye with them. You know, no. They're like, yeah, I bet a lot of them
no.
do.
No, this is not a normal human thought. It's, this is a wedding where there's point. Like three it's, groomsmen,
they run
three
in packs.
Bridesmaids.
They run no. in, lunatics run in packs. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I agree.
This
but
isn't
this
a lone wolf situation.
This is low down.
This very
is
low.
Bad.
This is very low.
These are evil people.
Yeah.
The this world is, doesn't deserve these people. These are people who don't pick up the tab at the bar.
Yeah. I think I've told this story on the air before. But I had a dear friend of mine who in college, I told him at the time, I will not go to your first wedding. I'll be at your second. I told him that.
Mm-hmm.
I did not go to his first wedding.
You went to a second?
I went to a second wedding. Yeah. And I was there. And I was so happy that I was there for number two. And I think number two is going to work.
Did you tell us preemptively because you knew who he was marrying and was like, no? Or
no,
just a general thought?
No, no. I didn't know who he was marrying at the time in college. It was... You just have this gut feeling,
sure.
Right? Like you know that guy. We all. I have a feeling a lot of people at this wedding, they left saying, "I'm not coming to number three."
Yeah,
there will be a third. I'm not coming to number three. You fooled me the first time. Shame
me the second time.
Shame on you. Fool me twice. Shame on me. George W. Bush. Fool me a third time. Well,
you fooled me.
Shame.
Yeah. Can't get that's, fooled again.
That's where we're going. On this one here. Wedding number three, I can't wait for the Reddit thread
again,
on that one.
I do respect the hustle in the sense of you generate enough money to stay in Italy for a month.
Yeah. I would be very upset at this. And another thing, what kind of job lets you go on a honeymoon for a month?
An honesty station.
Like, I have a feeling that these people, they live a life that we cannot connect to.
I mean, look at the connections that were donated to them.
A lot of the people that were there, they didn't really care. They're throwing money around, and they just used it as a fundraiser. And they knew.
The tax write-off.
I'm so out on these human
beings.
I bet
you those gifts were probably pretty solid, too.
These people are insufferable.
Considering the... Like, think about that. I feel like a venue for a wedding in New England probably costs anywhere between $5,000 and $10,000.
If you are doing this, be upfront with your guests and say...
Put a note.
Hey,
you're funding our honeymoon.
Our wedding registry... is just give us cash because we want to go. We're going to give you the open bar, but all we want is cash because we want to go on a month-long Italian honeymoon.
They needed swag.
Here's the situation.
They do need a situation breakdown, for sure. These are terrible people.
But I bet I would imagine a large portion, again, of those 200-plus people, also pretty terrible.
Yeah, that's
yes, true. I'm making that. I'm drawing that line.
That's true.
It is what it is. All right, coming up next.
Wow. And she's in her 40s, too.
Yeah, I mean.
This is an even scummier move.
I mean, is it, though? You're starting to see that light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah. You know. See you at the third wedding.
Speaking of understanding situations, Shohei Ohtani is going to sit down and talk here in a little bit. We didn't really get the chance to get
Less
to this
than
much
an hour.
Over Thursday and Friday because of the NCAA tournament action, but we need to dive into this a little bit because it's a pretty hairy, weird story, and we'll dive into that next year on Danny and Dusty, 1080 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.